You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
See if I can regurgitate this story from memory because it was going around last week and it was kind of a big deal. It was on the news. This young lady booked a pest inspector to come to the house and spray and get rid of pests. And he was going around the house doing his little spray, little spray container, doing his business. And I guess he made his way upstairs, check for spiders up there. And she was waiting downstairs for him. And as he came down the stairs, her panties were falling out of his pockets.
Oh.
That pretty much sums it up. Yeah. While he was up there spraying for spiders, he decided to make sure that, there was no bugs in her drawers, apparently, her dresser. And he shoved her panties in his pockets and, you know, tried to get out of the house and she caught him. First of all, he's a pervert. He's disgusting. And I feel extremely bad for the young lady that had this happen to her.
That's a violation.
That's a massive violation. Like, total, like, creeper party of one. Come on. But we decided to capitalize on this story and turn it into a segment for today's show. What have you had stolen?
Already Julie has written in.
Yeah.
We're not asking for an entire theme on panties.
No. Something besides panties.
However.
What?
Julie says, my daughter was in her 20s. She had a party with a lot of her friends and they brought some other people. The next day, she noticed all her underwear were gone.
Oh my God.
The only pair she had left were the ones she was wearing at the party. We think we know who did it, but no proof.
What?
That's from Julie.
Who are these weirdos, man?
Now, the theft stories don't have to involve underwear.
No, they don't. That just happens to be the two that we're kicking this off with.
The segment is called, What Have You Had Stolen? What about you, Jer?
I will say, in honor of playing my little bit of Snoop Dogg when we first started this all out, my Snoop Dogg CD. Back in 1998 from school. Yeah, in high school, somebody stole it out of my car and I never got it back. Really pissed me off. I'm really holding on to that.
You know, you'll never let go of that.
I'll never let it go. It was one of my favorite CDs and somebody stole my Snoop CD. So they can rot in hell. Josh came running in. Josh, have you had anything stolen?
Yeah, so it's actually kind of funny. In high school, too, I had a bunch of brand new baseball gear stolen out of my car.
Oh.
In my neighborhood, but the baseball season was just starting up, and my dad was like, let's get you new bats, cleats, and gloves, and I had a couple of pairs of Jordans in there as well, and I woke up one morning getting ready for school, and my car doors were open, and
oh, no,
everything.
Your bats and cleats were gone!
Bats and cleats!
Oh, no! Give me a value. What do you think? How much?
We totaled it all out with everything. It was about $2,000 worth of stuff.
$2,000 in bats and cleats?
And Jordans.
And Jordans?
And Jordan. Yeah, it was a bummer.
Oh, buddy. But you lived in a different neighborhood than
I did. His dad was like, don't worry, honey, I'll buy you some more. And let's buy you new car with better locks.
When my dad bought my baseball gear, I think totally probably came to like $41.
Yeah, he went to Play It Again Sports. And
yeah, it was a different
So my dad
upbringing.
Up and moved the family to Lone Tree.
You know the one that stands out for me, what I had stolen? Because I've had a few things stolen in my life, but the one that stands out is because it's so cliched and I probably deserved it. But was with a woman on a trip to Hawaii. This is back in the late 90s. Okay, so this is pre cell phones with cameras. If you wanted pictures back in the late 90s, you had to actually use a camera. So I'm on this trip, and we had stopped at a beach to go snorkeling. So where do you think I put that little handheld camera thing, Jeremy? If you're at the beach and you want to hide something, where do you put it?
Did you bury it in the sand?
No, in my stupid shoe.
You have your shoe there.
And so
that was my second guess.
Like, no one will ever think of looking in here. And went snorkeling. I mean, right there in view of the beach. And still, when we got back, that camera was gone from those shoes. So somebody stole my ding-dang camera with already like 4 days worth of vacation photos on it. So those are gone. So here's the funny postscript to this. We went somewhere else and bought another camera just to finish up the trip.
Yeah.
And then that disappeared before the end of the trip. And what we realized is that when she had gotten out, I know this is classy, But we were all like on the road to Hana or something like that, you know, so out in the boondocks, nowhere. And she really had to pee. She got out of the car, went the side of the road behind a bush or whatever, and peed, got back in, and we drove off. And it wasn't until like an hour or two later, she's like, I think I brought the camera with me.
Oh,
you know?
No.
It was just in, like around her wrist or whatever.
Oh,
she set
dropped
it down. And we
and then she peed on it
and left the second camera.
Oh.
So, word to the wise, when you go to the beach, folks, don't put your wallet or your keys or your cameras in your shoe.
Go with my first guess. Bury them.
Bury it in the sand.
There's thievery amongst us.
Kim, what about you?
Hey, good morning. I took a trip to China, and I was pickpocketed. I bought a brand new camera, haven't even used it yet.
Oh, boy.
And it was stolen out of my jacket.
Oh, great.
Pickpockets.
Man.
Man.
You got to be careful with that.
I know. I can't believe it. I mean, I was going down to where they have all these shops where you can get everything cheap, and the subways are crowded, and this guy kept pushing into me, and I was like, this isn't this.
That's
is
what
weird.
You got to watch. You got to watch out for the bump. The bumping.
Sometimes exactly. The bump is a distraction for
yep.
another person who's
mm-hmm.
going to catch you from the other side.
That's right. A double bump.
Kim, thank you for the call.
Val,
what do you got?
A lot of cars. I can't believe the number of cars coming in. Val said a few weeks ago someone broke into our shop and stole a 73 Dodge Charger. My God, I bet that's worth some money.
Jeez.
Lisa said somebody stole my yogurt from the work fridge. It was the good kind. It was organic.
Shut up.
Nancy said my purse from a bowling alley. Tim says, Jerry, you stole my heart. Well, that's very
hey,
nice.
Yeah.
And then Pedro,
I was going to blame Paula Nixon for stealing mine.
Pedro says, not too long ago, somebody took a huge petrified piece of wood from my garden.
What was it doing there in the first place?
Decorative?
Yeah.
Decorative wood?
My when I lived over in Littleton many years ago, my neighbor across the street, Linda, had her car stolen from her garage with the door closed.
Did you do the coat hanger
trick? To show you how brazen the thieves can be, she was home and her car was in the garage. They opened her garage door, got her car out, and drove it
See
off.
See you later.
While she was home.
Oh, my gosh.
The funniest one I've seen so far is from Lindy, L-I-N-D-Y. Lindy said, I had a roast stolen from the back of my car after loading everything in at Costco. I'd left the back open and went and rolled my cart over to the cart corral. And in that time, someone walking by took my meat.
That was me. Sorry about that.
Have you seen the
free
prices
meat.
Of meat?
That's a good looking roast right there. Leah wrote in and said, I had a full sandwich stolen by my friend's Great Dane.
Yeah, okay.
She said, don't mess with my roast beef and Swiss with pickles and extra mayo.
See, more meat being
It's a solid sandwich.
Phone call. Patrick's been holding. Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What happened?
So we caught the maid on our nanny cam stealing my mom's wedding ring.
No way.
No.
And I don't know how it got through the grapevine of who she gave it to or sold it to, but we found it on Craigslist 2 weeks later and bought it back with fake movie prop money for $4,000.
Holy cow.
Wait a minute. So you bought it with essentially counterfeit money?
Uh-huh. Yep. Stole it back.
Well, did you do that on your own, or was that with help from law enforcement or what?
Oh, no. It was hard for them to do anything because they couldn't tell who they sold it to, and then it'd have to go to court or if we even caught them.
So you made fake money?
Oh, we ordered it
We better let you go.
He ordered counterfeit money online and used it to steal the ring back.
We should probably end this call, Patrick.
I don't feel good about that, Patrick.
I don't, but you got the ring back. I mean, yep, kudos sure to you. I mean... Took matters into his own hands, I guess.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
I don't know,
I'm kind
man.
Of speechless.
I don't know.
That.
Jennifer says, I had an autographed John Elway jersey stolen. It was from his rookie year. And then she ends by saying, I know where it is, but I can't get it.
Why not?
I need more deets, Jennifer.
another J name, Jeremy, wrote in a text message that I had a house party and someone took the TV off my wall. When I went to get something from my room, I noticed it was gone and they set it outside the window like they were coming back for it later. Yeah,
oh,
I guess you couldn't take it off the wall in one room and then walk through the house and carry it out.
No, like,
so
hey,
they shoved it out a window. And then
I'll be back for you
back.
Later. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. We got another call, and then I want to read Nicole's. She says she's had a bunch of stuff stolen over the years, but the one that really flipped our world was when our van broke down on the side of the road. We left it to come back home to figure things out and how to get back home. Someone broke into it while it was sitting there and stole all of our fishing gear and all of my husband's construction tools.
Oh, God.
Dang.
This is similar to the sandwich one. They didn't sign their name. They texted from 2865. When I worked in an office downtown, I left my lunch in the refrigerator. Someone took the lunch meat out of my sandwich. They left the cheese and bread.
Someone snatched the meat. We have the meats. That's hilarious. Who goes in and pinches your ham and slides it out?
That must have been some god awful cheese.
They're, really, they're like, ugh, rye bread. Ugh, just give me the meat.
Here's Jessica, who's been holding. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
All right, so what'd you have stolen?
So I used to work at the movie theater downtown on the 16th Street Mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was in college, and I was in the middle of moving, and in the trunk of my little Neon, I had 2 bags of all my favorite stuffed animals. And so they broke into my car and stole my stereo, but then my 2 bags of stuffed animals.
No!
That's probably good riddance, though, don't you think, Jessica? I mean, saved you a trip to Goodwill. I mean,
yeah.
To drop them off.
Now you're dateable, Jessica.
Yeah. Yeah. More true than funny.
Yes,
you know.
Let those go, Jess. Let them go.
You're a good sport. Yeah. Thank you for letting us mess with you. Listen to Sean from Wheat Ridge. This is a problem. When Sean's opening line is, my car gets broken into 4 or 5 times a year.
Dude.
So I don't keep anything in it. But the last time someone stole anything out of it, they took my air freshener. I had to go to the police station to pick it up, and I got it back in an evidence bag.
Oh, my God.
You went to that much trouble to track down
an air freshener?
It
smelled really good.
And, dude, Sean from Wheat Ridge, you got to move.
Big time.
I mean, if your car is getting broken into every 10 weeks or so.
You need a new part of town, man.
It's time to move to a new part of town. God, you guys are making us laugh. Thank you.
A lot of lunches. There's Anna. I used to work with a lady that would eat my lunch every day.
Every day. Texted from 4497, I don't want Jeremy to use this as an excuse, but my son was having a sleepover with several buddies, and someone stole his Bo Jackson memorabilia.
Oh, no! That's funny.
Someone
stole
a large
potted
plant.
Did you?
That's from 0107. Put your names on these when you text them.
Somebody walking off with a giant potted plant. Someone took the chicken from the leftover pad thai that I had. Oh, my God.
This is Jessica. One time I got my car broken into. I had a bunch of valuables, but they only took my beer that I got for that night's softball game.
Well,
this goes to show you how people who think their collectibles are so valuable, you call them, quote, collectibles.
Nope.
But people are like,
is that a 12-pack of Natty Ice?
Or
Natty Light?
Beer.
Gimme, gimme.
Oh, my God. You guys have made us laugh. Thank you so much for playing along, for being good sports, and lock your cars, man. Yeah. And lock up your sandwiches at